which brings us to agenda item number two, permits for projects over $500,000 with no objections and a staff recommendation for approval. These are so-called page two items. Mr. Watkins.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Bull, Commissioner members. Today we have three projects over $500,000 in value requiring approval by the full commission. And I'll read the project description for each of the three projects. GT LLC request authorization to install a 60-foot by 10-foot four-port cooling water discharge diffuser secured to the bottom of the James River, approximately 1,000 feet channeled of Shirley Cove and adjacent to upland property situated at Shirley Plantation. In this case, the diffuser will be connected to a 16-inch diameter steel outfall pipe to be installed by the directional drill method, a minimum of 5 feet beneath the river bottom. The outfall pipe and diffuser are part of a combined cycle combustion turbine electric generating facility to be constructed in Charles City County. In this case, staff recommends approval with a time of year restriction on all in-stream work from August 1 through November 15 to protect the federally endangered Atlantic sturgeon, and February 15 through June 30 to protect anadromous fish species. And we're also recommending a royalty of $1,200 for the encroachment over 600 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $2 per square foot for the discharge diffuser, and $3,000 for the encroachment beneath 1,000 linear feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $3 per linear foot for the outfall pipe. Item 2B, City of Virginia Beach requests authorization to hydraulically dredge approximately 440,000 cubic yards of beach quality sand from state-owned submerged bottomlands to a maximum depth of a minus 20 feet mean low water from an area adjacent or from an area designated as the Chesapeake Beach Shoal Borrow Area, directly adjacent to the eastern side of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel within the Chesapeake Bay. The dredged sand will be hydraulically pumped to Chesapeake Beach in Virginia Beach. Approximately 6,000 linear feet of existing shoreline between the Joint Expeditionary Base, Little Creek, Fort Story to the west, and Joyce Avenue to the east will be nourished, with the toe of the nourishment occurring a maximum of 390 feet channelward of the existing mean low watermark. In this case, staff recommends approval with the issuance of a 5-year permit to cover subsequent dredging and beach nourishment cycles. Item 2C, Army Corps of Engineers and City of Virginia Beach request a permit modification to allow for an annual placement of up to 20,000 cubic yards of hydraulically or mechanically dredged beach quality sand from the Rudy Inlet Federal Sand Trap within the dune profile along the Croatan Beach shoreline south of Rudy Inlet. This is a modification of a previous permit for one-time placement of the material on Croatan Beach. It now will be for multiple placements, and it would include the permit conditions in the previous permit. If you have any questions, I'll be trying to answer.
Mr. Ballard.
For item 2B, is there a royalty associated with the effects on the state-owned submerged?
Since it's a city project, it would not be.
Okay.
Other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on any of these three matters? Anyone? Happy to hear from you. Don't see anyone, in which case the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. What is the will of the commission?
Move to approve page two items.
All three of them?
All three, yes, sir.
Motion by Mr. Tanker to approve all three page two items. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously, and these three projects are approved.